I'm Rachel Hampton.
And I'm Candace Lim, and you're listening to Icy YMI.
In case you missed it.
Sleet's podcast about internet culture. And happy 420, Rachel. How would you like to celebrate this year?
I think we all have an idea of how I might be celebrating this year. Let's just say that I'm going to be really in touch with nature. I'm going to touch some grass, you know? But while that's going on, what have you been celebrating? Actually, can I guess? I feel like I have some thoughts. We haven't talked about it yet. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it Charlie XCX going on tour with Troye Sivan?
Okay, how did you know I signed up for the pre-sale?
Of course you did.
The pre-sale. Everyone wished me so much luck, but no, guess again.
Is it Nara Smith revealing her latest child is named Whimsy Lou Smith?
Oh, geez. It's not. How do you feel about that name, by the way?
It's about what I expected. It's kind of giving a Who in Whoville, but yeah. I don't hate it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that is not the thing I'm celebrating, but what I'm actually celebrating is a third thing, a third space. And his name is Kyle MacLachlan.
What? The guy from Twin Peaks?
Mm-hmm.
Like from the first Bad Dune movie from 1984?
Mm-hmm, that was him. Also, I know Kyle MacLachlan because he played the captain on How I Met Your Mother. But lately, Mr. Kyle has been posting absolute bangers on social media.
Okay, I'm interested because the last old white man who posted bangers on social media was one Martin Scorsese. So I'm willing to be surprised, but the idea of an old white man on TikTok is distressing. Which one am I in for?
Now, let me just give you some context. Our boy is now 64. He is ripe on social meds. He's been goofy for a while. You know, he's been posting these like kind of quirky TikToks during the pandemic. And it's like him making a French press to like say so by Doja Cat. So there's some history he's putting in the work, some may say.
Okay, I'm going to jump in here because I actually do think I've seen some of the videos that you're referring to. I saw one where he's doing, like, you know, the Kamala Harris coconut tree line.
You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you.
My favorite part of this video is that he filmed this at his desk. And so he had his credit card out by accident and he had to put like huge emoji eyes on top to cover the number. But also he had like a broken car visor just sitting on his desk, just sitting there. It's amazing.
It is amazing. Celebrities are just like us.
I know. But Rachel, can I show you my top three Kyle MacLachlan TikToks?
Please hit me.
Okay. So the first one is him announcing that he's doing a Reddit AMA, and he does this often, but he posts like photo dumps. And for this one, it was broken egg on the floor, him listening to Good Feeling by Flo Rida in the car, a moving truck, and then a squirrel. And the song is set to Never Lose Me by Flo Milli. He's feeding a rifle, his hand on my coochie. He's touching a millio poochie. And here's where I reveal that this is how I discovered Never Lose Me. Like, I love Flo Milli, Queen of the Fan Cam, but it was Kyle MacLachlan who introduced me to this song. And as they say on Selling the OC, the tables, they turn.
They're turning. I cannot believe this 64-year-old white man introduced you to a Flo Milli song. Uh-huh. What's next?
So here's yet another TikTok photo dump. And the sequence is, it's his dog. It's Timothy Chalamet as Paul Atreides.
Oh.
Who Kyle played. A pinata in a trash can. And then the best part is, it's set to Von Dutch by Charlie XCX. Yeah, I'm just living that life.
Wow, Charlie is coming back.
I know.
Every single episode.
I know. And what really gets me is that he posted this when the song had just come out. So I was like, oh my God, Kyle, you're plugged in. Someone in the comments called him like Kyle XCX, which I found very funny.
Oh my God. That reminds me of the guy. I think it's Kyle XYZ. The guy with like the belly button. Do you remember that? That ABC show?
Yeah, Kyle XY. Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, Kyle MacLachlan should have auditioned for. Where's his self-tape? That's wild. Anyway, to really pair this up, you know, Mr. Kyle MacLachlan has been saying words like baby girl in his captions. He'll like respond to comments with the like painting nails emoji. And so I will save the best for last, which is, let me show you this clip. And you tell me, Rachel, if you recognize this audio.
When you see and realize what you missed out on, you are going to choke. You're going to choke. You are going to need your EpiPen to open up your airways because you are going to be in disbelief of what you missed out on.
Is that from Love is Blind?
Mm-hmm.
Is that the iconic moment when Jessica tells Jimmy, you are going to choke when you see me? The way that moment has been living inside of my soul since I first saw it. I'm glad Kyle has good taste. What I'm getting from all of this is that Kyle MacLachlan has really good taste.
Yes. And that taste is my taste. And the thing is, this is only the surface because, you know, he's done other stuff. He's like danced to several songs from Cowboy Carter. He made this like London travel vlog interspliced with footage from The Parent Trap. And let me be very clear. He does have a show that he's like kind of promoting. It's called Fallout. And I think we can all agree that this beautiful work is being done by a social media strategist, perhaps, who has like a firm grasp on the throats of me. And so this is my plea to Kyle MacLachlan's social media manager. Please contact us. Please come on the show. Shoot us an email to icymi@slate.com. I want to interview you.
I want this for you so badly. Please send Candace an email. While we're waiting for that email to arrive in our inbox, we have actually had some other emails in our inbox. We've been getting asked questions about amino acids.
That's right. On today's show, we are reaching into the mailbag to answer a question about glycine, which is a powder-like substance that's making the rounds on TikTok. But the catch is that it's used in things like pesticide production. So we're going to get into the world of glycine and more after the break. Hey, listeners, hope you're enjoying today's show. If this is your first time listening, then welcome. We are thrilled to have you here. In case you missed it, our show comes out twice a week on Wednesdays and Saturdays. So make sure you never miss an episode like this past Wednesday's when I talked to Ann Maddox, who you may know as Tom Sandoval's former personal assistant. And we talked about Scandoval, Reddit, and grief. And we're back. So, Rachel, can you do me a favor and read the email our lovely listener sent us?
Literally anything for you. So this comes from Alberto, who also sent us an email about Crazy Pesto Susie. Mm-hmm. Shout out to you, Alberto.
Mm-hmm.
Alberto writes, hi, ICYMI folks. I love you all dearly. Each of you is perfection itself. Wow. Chef's kiss to you. Mm-hmm. Alberto continues, my question is, what is glycine? Or more specifically, Donghua Jinglong food grade glycine? And why are people making TikToks about it? Also, is this racist? It feels racist. Also, I saw videos with the word cuck in the title, so almost certainly racist, alt-right, fascist, etc. No?
Damn. Okay, there's a lot to unpack in there, and I think we're going to try to answer both of your questions, Alberto, but let's start here. What is glycine?
Okay, I'm reading on the internet that glycine is an amino acid, and I feel like I am back in like 10th grade chemistry, but an amino acid is a molecule that makes proteins, and amino acids are produced inside all living things, so that includes me, you, Alberto, Kyle MacLachlan, Charlie XCX. We're all producing amino acids.
Mm-hmm. And And apparently, there are synthetic versions that factories make and put into, like, food products and supplements. Like, you can go on Amazon and buy this, like, protein powder-sized bottle of, like, 1,000 milligrams of glycine. And the one I clicked on comes in capsules that claim to promote restful sleep and provide neurotransmitter support.
Mm-hmm. So at their base level, neurotransmitters are messengers. Like, think of them as the people who are sending messages from your brain to your legs saying, move, bitch.
Mm.
They're emailing your lungs to say, breathe, bitch.
This is why I cannot be a school teacher. This is how I would teach AP chemistry. You're not getting a 4. You're not getting a 5. You're getting a 0. And I have to say, these neurotransmitters, they sound kind of mean.
You know, it's because they're doing a lot of work for us and we don't always appreciate them. I would also feel underappreciated, you know? Mm-hmm. So they're allowed to call me a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
But when these supplements say they're providing, quote, neurotransmitter support, they're trying to improve your mental awareness. So they're trying to speed up production of dopamine, adrenaline, noradrenaline, which is basically your fight or flight response, and also melanin?
I guess so. And so that is what neurotransmitter supporters do. But let's get back to glycine. Why would someone take glycine?
So I'm taking this from healthline.com. Shout out to y'all. It looks like glycine can help protect your liver, lower your blood pressure, and therefore reduce the risk of a heart attack. Some say it improves your sleep quality. Others say it creates more serotonin. So it could theoretically improve your mood. It also can help in stroke recovery and muscle loss. Importantly, there's a lot of coulds, cans,
right,
possiblys here.
Right. Right. It's their versions of allegedlys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, already I kind of want to pause because I am getting so many flashbacks to our green powder episode with Julia Craven.
Yes.
You know, Julia is a wellness writer who tried a few of those green powders like Bloom and AG1. And what I took away from that episode is that you usually don't need to take those supplements if you're getting the same amount of protein, for example, from like natural foods. Like, protein can be found in meat. So you could just eat meat, which is probably cheaper than buying all of these supplements.
Mm-hmm. And those are the questions I usually ask when I see a new powder that's claiming to like unbloat my stomach or fix my digestion within 2 days, which I would love to unbloat my stomach and fix my digestion in 2 days. But that's not how that works.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it seems like we're not getting to the root of the problem, which is most often, I'm sorry to say it, stress. And instead letting capitalism convince us that the magic potion we need is Bloom or a glycine supplement or a magnesium supplement or a melatonin tart cherry cocktail instead of either going to a licensed doctor or attempting to reduce your stress in life or realizing that, you know, having an adverse reaction to the stresses of capitalism is probably just what life is going to be like for the rest of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
But back to TikTok, where the hashtag glycine has been tagged in 2,500 videos. And what might have sparked this craze is a series of TikToks posted since December 2023 by a glycine manufacturing company based in China. Let's play one right now.
Introducing Donghua Jinlong's food-grade glycine. Unlock Donghua Jinlong's food-grade glycine in 2024. Suitable as a flavor enhancer, sweetener, and nutritional supplement. Also used in pickles, sweet sauces, soy sauce, vinegar, and juices to improve taste. We've been deeply involved in this field for over 40 years, a well-established brand and a large factory, committed to providing you with high-quality, high-standard, and cost-effective products.
Okay, so I have a lot to say off this video alone, which was posted in March of this year. First off, we can agree this is like either an AI voiceover mm-hmm. or like mm-hmm. a text-to-voice mm-hmm. track, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because it sounds like Mark Zuckerberg learning Chinese. I mean, do not tell me they hired a Chinese person to pronounce Donghua Jinlong like this.
And it begs the question, what is this? What is this in the Cardi B voice? Like, is it a company? Is it a factory? Why is a factory advertising directly to me on TikTok? You know, I'm not often going around the outskirts of New York looking for manufacturers of my Vanna cream lotion to buy directly from. What's going on here?
Yeah. So let's break this down. This is apparently a chemical company in China. It was founded in 1979, and the company is called Donghua Jinlong, or DHJL. Donghua means East China, Jinlong means Golden Dragon, and their logo is like a golden dragon. Now, this company has been around since, like, 1979, and they claim to employ over 1,000 people, and their main product is glycine. So they make things like industrial-grade glycine, which is used in pesticide production, water treatment, and the electronics industry.
Yeah, I don't think I want that one. Not least because it looks like bleach, like powder bleach, Comet, what I used to clean my tub with.
Exactly. It's a powder, and it can dissolve in water and, I guess, pesticides. Then they have food additive glycine. This one's more edible. It can be used as, like, a flavoring agent, a sweetener. It can be used in nutritional supplements. They say people have been using them in, like, pickles and sweet sauces, soy sauces. Funnily enough, on the website, they have put a photo of macarons next to the substance. Oh. So I'm assuming La Duée is really pushing their product here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm assuming Pierre Hermé also involved in this. So, allegedly, technically okay to consume. But, like, as one person who's not a company or a business or manufacturing my own sauce to distribute on a global scale, I don't think I need this glycine. Again, if you're like a restaurant or a bakery or a food manufacturer, maybe you're looking into it, but this probably shouldn't be in most people's Amazon shopping cart.
Right. And then we move on to pharmaceutical grade glycine, and this is where I get nervous. All right. The website is claiming that this is used for medical microbiology and biochemical amino acid metabolism drugs, and that it has been used in an anti-Parkinson's disease drug. It's been used in vitamin B6. It's been used in cosmetics. It's also been used to treat muscular weakness.
And I think it's good that we're bringing up muscle weakness or loss as a reason for consumer use, because if you're experiencing muscle weakness or loss, I feel like as someone who's not a medical professional, that's probably something you should be seeing a medical professional about instead of buying industrial grade glycine. Like, maybe don't chug a scoop of this on the way to work.
Right, right. And now we go to feed additive glycine, which is basically what it sounds like. They use it in chicken feed or the stuff you feed farm animals. And the last time I checked, we are not farm animals.
Until we start taking the food additive glycine.
It's very what came first, chicken or the glycine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think there's a few things I want to point out already. First, you know, there are a lot of scientific molecular words being thrown around here. And it's not that I can't understand them. It's that I am maybe not the consumer for this specific grade or amount of glycine. So I'm already nervous about this website getting into, like, the wrong hands. But second, it is funny to me that our episode is about people on TikTok, like, hyping up this specific manufacturer and this factory, because I understand that a lot of our favorite brands are D2C, direct-to-consumer, and they still thrive today. You know, these are the people who try to cut out the middleman, and they say stuff like, hey, instead of going to Macy's and buying this, like, $200 sheet set, why don't you buy that same sheet set for $100 from a website called Brooklinen? Because Brooklinen doesn't have to, like, go through as many hoops as Macy's. And with this, it's like, I don't know if I ever desired a D2C amino acid company. Like, I think I'm okay making sure it goes through, like, you know, the regulatory checks and balances of the FDA to end up in a place I trust, like Target.
And as we said in the Green Powders episode, supplements that you buy in Target don't even have to go through the FDA because they're not considered drugs. They're considered food products. So there are vitamins and minerals and Flintstones gummies just out there at Target waiting for me to munch on them without the FDA being involved at all. But even with that being said, I agree that the world of supplements is already a bit scary. Maybe you don't need to go straight to the source. But Candace, I do want to warn you before you get, you know, on your little soapbox and you look so cute up there, that I'm sensing these girls hyping up glycine on TikTok are joking. Like, I think this is a joke. I don't actually think they're taking glycine, or at least they're not taking food grade glycine from China.
Yeah. And I hope that's true. But it does actually make me want to talk about someone we both know, and his name is Trader Joe's, because I think it's a pretty open secret that, for example, at one point, Trader Joe's hummus was made and supplied by Tribe Mediterranean Foods. They do this often, where, like, Tribe will sell their hummus in different supermarkets with their own name on it, possibly for a different price. Trader Joe's takes that same product, slaps their name on it, and they go boop. And so I just think it's funny that Donghua Jinlong, who makes lysine, which is used in a number of different products that sell on places like Amazon, has now decided to emerge behind the private label as like this D2C product, as if anyone was asking for it or as if anyone was like dying to grab their glycine directly from the factory.
So actually, funnily enough, according to Donghua Jinlong's corporate spokesperson, some American guy did just show up to their factory just to see what's going on based on the kind of TikTok hype around this brand. Don't do that. It's a bit like showing up to, I would say, a nuclear power plant without any equipment or training and being like, hey, what's going on, guys? Like, this is a chemical processing company. There are many reasons not to show up to their factory, but one of them is that the company itself, Donghua Jinlong, isn't trying to become a direct-to-consumer brand. They're definitely trying to get their name out there like most companies are, but according to interviews that they're giving, they're just as surprised about their current viral moment as the rest of us. All of this being why Alberto wrote to us, it seems like a complete and total accident. It's almost like Barbieheimer in that none of the PR people involved in the movies planned for this, except it's for industrial chemicals. Which begs the question, why exactly did the internet run with it? We're going to answer that after a short break. And we're back. So, funnily enough, Alberto is not the only listener who wrote in about glycine. Let me read this email we got from Shayna. Shayna writes, I was wondering if y'all have seen the food grade glycine meme. Is it a meme? I'm not on TikTok, but I started getting recommended these Instagram reels from what I'm assuming is AI-generated versions of the Red Scare pod hosts, and have now been seeing stuff from multiple accounts, and it's so weird to me. One of the accounts that's posted the most is at prognozpogety69 on Instagram.
Yeah. So maybe let's talk about the TikTok and like Instagram reaction that surrounded Mr. Glycine. What do we know?
All right. So I think we should start with the video that I believe Alberto is referencing. I'm pretty sure I found what he's talking about, which was made by a creator whose handle is @citiesbydiana.
Are you tired of being cucked by inferior industrial and food-grade glycine suppliers who don't adhere to FCC, E640, USP, BPEP, and JSFA production standards? Fear not, glycine girlies. Edge yourself down to Donghua Jinlong. As 2024's major glycine manufacturer, Donghua Jinlong is able to provide high-quality industrial-grade glycine from their premium factory on the glorious expressway that is Huagong Middle Road.
Candace, could you do me the honor of describing what is happening in this video?
Mm-hmm. So the first half is very clearly like Google Earth imagery of the Donghua Jinlong factory and the surrounding environment, which then transitions into like factory B-roll of various machinery and powders. And obviously Diana's voiceover extolling the virtues of Donghua Jinlong's industrial grade glycine.
Mm-hmm. And as someone who has been irony poisoned by the internet, this is very obviously satirical to me, not least because I'm pretty sure Celine Dion starts softly singing All By Myself sometime around the back half of this video. And also Diana's bio literally says city satire and gaming, and she makes videos about how much she loves offshore drilling that again are very clearly jokes. The glycine video is such highly specific satire that it's almost nonsensical, except people are clearly making sense of it. The video we just played has 1.4 million views. Here's another video Diana made that has just over 350,000 views.
Okay, besties, I'm tired of gatekeeping this. The best choice for food-grade glycine is Donghua Jinlong. Donghua Jinlong's food-grade glycine is of the highest quality. They've been deeply involved in this field for over 40 years with a well-established brand and a large factory. In fact, Donghua Jinlong strictly adheres to FCC, E640, USP, BP, EP, and JSFA standards. And for all my certifications, girlies out there, they're certified by ISO 22000, ISO 9001, ISO 14001, ISO 45001, BRC, FAMI-QS, Kosher, Halal, and REACH, as well as other international standards. You see, Donghua Jinlong is able to be your premium supplier. When I need food grade glycine, I always think of Donghua Jinlong first.
And here's a video from Et Robs Films about how he uses his high-quality food-grade glycine.
I only make my espresso with the highest quality industrial or food-grade glycine on the market. Donghua Jinlong, they adhere to strict domestic and international standards. Donghua Jinlong, industrial, pharmaceutical, and food-grade glycine is your one-stop shop for glycine needs. Let's make it into espresso.
Can I just point out that he spelled pharmaceutical with, like, an S instead of a C, and that killed me?
Listen, I get it. I still haven't learned how to spell restaurant correctly, and I am redacted years old. Anyway, here's a video from at Ariel Gabriella, and the caption reads, "Hot girls don't gatekeeper their industrial or food-grade glycine info. If you're not using Donghua Jinlong's food-grade glycine, what are you doing?"
Wow, Sam, this looks amazing, but can you pass me the glycine? I sure can, but this isn't any glycine. This is Donghua Jinlong's food grade glycine. Donghua Jinlong sells food grade glycine? I thought they only sold industrial grade glycine. Well, you're in luck, because industrial grade glycine creates a foul odor. And this food grade glycine is great for soups, stews, and other dishes. Wow. Thank you so much, Donghua Jinlong. Food-grade glycine without the industrial aftertaste.
This video by Et Real Dan Yang has almost 2 million views on it.
Here's some other Donghua Jinlong products I think you'll also enjoy. So first up is Donghua Jinlong's sodium glycinate. Now, I used to get my sodium glycinate from Hubei Xinfa Chemicals Group, but somewhere along the line, their quality just really fell off for me. And I found Donghua Jinlong's sodium glycinate just to be so much more potent. It's just more stable, the quality can't be beat. I would give it a try.
But my personal favorite comes from at Macy Keychain, which is kind of coming for this company.
You girls act like the only place that you can get your industrial grade glycine is from Donghua Jinlong. Like, it's just copycat. Everyone's using Donghua Jinlong. Newsflash, there's so many other better places that you can get your industrial grade glycine if you know where to look.
So that was a lot of videos. Before I move on, Candace, how are you feeling? What do you think is happening here?
Let me first say, I think I have to admit I'm like a little bit impressed. A few of these people kind of have been nailing the pronunciation. So you know what? We may not be buying glycine, but we are learning Chinese. That is great.
Okay.
So we know what's not going on here. I'm pretty sure we said this before the break, but it's literally impossible for any of these users to have Donghua Jinlong glycine because it sounds like they might be American, and apologies if there are any like sneaky Canadians in there, but Donghua Jinlong can't ship to the United States because of trade restrictions. So none of these people are actually ingesting or consuming or even have access to Donghua Jinlong glycine of any quality, food grade, or industrial grade.
Which only further confirms to me the fact that this is all one giant weird joke. Mm. It reminds me a bit of the Martin Scorsese movie Goncharov.
Oh, yep.
Despite the fact that Goncharov only exists on certain corners of Tumblr, it still has a library of Alexandria's worth of lore written about it because there is nothing that creative weirdos on the internet love to do more than create an elaborate universe around what is functionally a sort of corporate accident. Mm-hmm. In Goncharov's case, it started with a pair of knockoff boots, and instead of a brand name, the tag on the shoes read, "The greatest mafia movie ever made." Martin Scorsese presents Goncharov. Domenico Procacci production, a film by Matteo JWHJ0715 about the Naples Mafia. And that is all Tumblr needed to write a PhD thesis worth of content around this non-existent movie that was non-existently produced by a real Martin Scorsese.
And in this case, all TikTok needed was Donghua Jinlong's ad video, which wasn't an accident in the same way that those shoes were, but was an accident in that the original ad they posted was almost certainly supposed to be targeted toward whoever actually has the ability and need to buy industrial or food grade glycine in large quantities and not consumers on TikTok. I mean, here's one of Donghua Jinlong's most popular videos on their TikTok page.
Do you know what industrial-grade glycine is used for? In the dyeing industry, it helps improve dye uptake. In the electronics industry, it's used as an electroplating solution additive and a pH regulator. Donghua Jinlong has been dedicated to the development and research of fine chemicals for many years. They've got their own core technology and have bagged 31 patents, boast a modern GMP production workshop and equipment. The industrial glycine they produce is widely used. Top-notch quality, stellar service, feel free to make your choice.
And it's pretty easy to tell from these videos that Donghua Jinlong is a business that sells to other businesses rather than a D2C brand, which begs the question, why are they advertising on TikTok?
Right. And I feel like the meme making is basically just highlighting the dissonance of that question, which we don't have an answer to, by the way. I still don't know why they're advertising on TikTok like this. Mm-hmm. Which, think about how weird it is to encounter a business-to-business brand on TikTok, specifically a chemical business-to-business brand on TikTok, where you're almost exclusively being sold direct-to-consumer products like skincare or clothes or exercise machines or green powders. It would be like if BP started advertising like raw petroleum to us in glossy ads with AI voice-to-text over it. And the thing about products on TikTok is that they gain their own fandoms, right? Like Drunk Elephant girlies are different from CosRX girlies, who are different from Tatcha girlies. No one really sells anything these days without in some way evoking how it fits into their identity. So imagine if BP was advertising to us and also all of the other gas companies were advertising their raw petroleum to us. And that is what this video is giving. And so in satirizing that, you get these kind of paradoxically deadpan and impassioned monologues around the quality of Donghua's glycine, even as the people in the know are aware that these ads are fake. But to the people who don't know, it just feels like another trend cycle around a product that they haven't encountered yet. They can't tell that the product it's real, but it's not real.
So what you're saying is there's a good chance no one is actually using glycine.
Like, I'm sure some people are. Again, it's available as a supplement. I saw a video from Porachista Kokpor where she spoke about the fact that she takes glycine supplements to help her sleep. Glycine is a product that you can buy, but I feel fairly comfortable saying that literally none of the people whose videos we just played are actually using glycine in said videos. Like, here's a user tearfully explaining how she accidentally bought an identical knockoff of glycine, which is a real thing that happens. You can buy identical knockoffs of things on Amazon and not know until it shows up. But I'm pretty sure that didn't happen here. I'm pretty sure.
So yesterday I made a video about Donghua Jinlong's industrial strength glycine and how there is an identical kind of knockoff version. Full disclosure, it was Hu Beijing Fa. But it's been brought to my attention that it's not the same. And full accountability. I just want to take full accountability and tell you guys the ways in which it's not the same. So as far as production standards go, yes, it is up to standard for FCC, USP, BP, EP, and JSFA, but it's not up to standard for E640.
Yeah, I agree with you. And can I also just say, Hubei Jingfa has been catching so many strays in these videos. Jesus Christ.
The funniest part about these videos is the amount of research that people are going to find other chemical processing companies that might be competitors to Donghua to make this video feel real.
Yeah.
Candace, I want you to read a few comments from this video that we just played.
Sure thing. From @condensedmatter. Appreciate you setting the record straight. Shady companies are always trying to take advantage of customers by passing off their inferior glycine as equivalent to Donghua Jinlong's. @Starling wrote, very disappointing. We all know Hubei Jingfa doesn't hold a candle to Donghua Jinlong's quality. Donghua Jinlong upholds the highest quality standards. And @Elise asks, how do I explain this to someone?
You send them this episode, Elise, but... Uh-huh. Elise is asking a great question. The very simple answer to Elise's question, to Alberto's question, is this is a big in-joke, and part of the joke is refusing to admit that it's a joke. Part of the joke is gaslighting people who don't know what the joke is. Mm-hmm. The Instagram accounts that Shayna mentioned with the Red Scare hose are also jokes. Here's one of them.
Let me tell you what food-grade glycine is. Food-grade glycine are white crystalline particles or powder with a sweet taste. They have a relative density of 1.1607 and a melting point of 248 DCO, decomposition. They can be used as flavor enhancers, sweeteners, and nutritional supplements.
Candace, can you tell me who's in this video? Because you can't tell from the voiceover, but who's on screen?
I'm crying. Is that former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo?
It is.
Oh.
It is. Yes. This is part of a genre of videos that basically just takes floating heads from podcasts or from interviews and then paste them over some sort of B-roll, in this case, factory B-roll, presumably from Donghua Jinlong, which has given us so many factory B-roll videos on its own TikTok account. Mm-hmm. And then the user creator adds some voiceover to make this uncanny product that in some way looks like every other vertical video of a talking head that we encounter on the internet. And in other ways, is so deeply fucked and weird. Like, that is not Chris Cuomo speaking. It sounds like him, but it is not. And the account that Shayna mentioned just pumps these out with people like Neil deGrasse Tyson, Maddie Healy, and like Vladimir Putin recommending products like glycine or recommending tapping into your subconscious. It's just a very specific kind of humor that's pretty easy to recognize once you know what to look for or if you're brain poisoned, but it can be pretty unsettling to encounter without warning. So I feel like we've answered that question of what is this? But we do need to answer Alberto's question, which is this racist? I feel safe saying that the use of the word cucked in Et Cities by Diana's video was entirely satirical, so you don't have to worry about the alt-right secretly being behind this. If they are, I will do a formal apology. Also, fun fact, cucked has been reclaimed in a joking way in some leftist meme spaces, so it's not an automatic tell for fascism anymore. Heads up. But as far as racism, I did want to play this video from Et Chinese Tigress, which I think raises some pretty good points.
I find it funny that a lot of the times what's trending on TikTok about China are never the things that Chinese people would expect. And sometimes Chinese people don't even know about it. For example, Donghua Jinlong. I don't know what that is. Someone commented that in one of my videos, and I had to Google it to find out that apparently it's a company that sells glycine. There's no way for me to know that because it was promoting itself specifically on TikTok. Another example is Jiafei. The real Jiafei doesn't even know that she went viral for years until her friends told her about it. Another example I can think of is Bing Chilling. Like if someone from the West says to a Chinese person, "我喜欢吃 Bing Chilling," then they would probably say, "Okay, go eat some ice cream." There's no way for us to know the cultural connotations behind that. But if a meme or a trend gets big enough, like Bing Chilling, then it has a way of circling back to China, to Chinese internet, and kind of evolve there. So people on Weibo also call Jiafei queen, and if you bring up Bing Chilling, they would also know what it means. I do have to say that you have to be cautious using Bing Chilling to a Chinese person because it's kind of regarded as the modern day Ching Chong because of how it's used. Like, we would see people just use it randomly whenever they see a Chinese person. And that's the point I'm trying to make. I think a lot of the times what I see is something being taken out of its Chinese cultural context and exists as a caricature of foreignness. For example, if we say do something or sing in Chinese, we're not really trying to learn a Chinese song or learn the meaning behind it. You're only trying to mimic the pronunciation of a Chinese song because that would mean you've achieved something incredibly difficult. I'm not trying to criticize the trend. I think the trend is okay and might actually inspire people to learn Chinese. I'm just trying to say that this whole thing kind of makes me realize that there's a huge gap between what the world understands and knows about China and what China actually has to offer. And I'm trying to help with that.
Yeah, so I think this creator is pointing out a few things. You know, one, we mentioned this in our TikTok ban episode, but TikTok, the app, is banned in China. So when you like step out of this and think about this factory peddling glycine on TikTok, you kind of have to question who are they really selling it to because it's not China. And the second part to that is like this meme seems to have taken a hold with American users or like Western users. And they see the joke as like, oh, isn't it crazy that I am trying to sell glycine like an influencer? But a lot of them are using and saying the hashtag Donghuajinlong as like the reference marker of this meme. And so if, for example, they went up to like a Chinese person or let's be very honest, an Asian presenting person and said, oh my God, isn't Donghuajinlong so funny? They need to be open to the idea and prepared to have a person not know what they're talking about. And it's not because they're like out of the loop or they are distanced from internet culture. It is because you are referring to a joke that was not for them, was not popularized by them. And honestly, it just kind of reminds me of 2012 and the people at my school going up to like every Asian person and saying like, oh my God, can you do the Oppa Gangnam Style dance?
Oh
like,
my God.
I understand you saw something online and you are now asking a Korean person, let's be honest, an Asian presenting person, to perform this trend for you in real life. Like, David, shut up, because I know you aren't even checking to see if they're Korean. And even if they are, benefit of the doubt, you're like seeing this as a moment of connection. But as Chinese Tigress says, it's like throwing a slur that is American made in the face of a Chinese person who doesn't even know what the slur means. Like, language is power and I don't like the way you're using it. But can I just take a moment to reference something that Rachel Carton said in our episode a few weeks back? You know, she said that the issue with media outlets that cover like online trends is that they always make it sound like everyone is doing this thing. So, you know, taking broccoli and putting it on their face to make freckles, like, that is an online trend that only exists online. Not everyone in your real life is doing it. You just think they are because they're on your For You page. And maybe that's where I'm kind of landing on this idea that everyone is talking about glycine is not so true as the fact that you think everyone's talking about glycine.
Mm-hmm. And I think part of the joke here and part of the element of fun for some of these users is the possibility of this joke escaping containment. It's the possibility of Congress watching a random Chinese factory go viral on this app that they're trying to ban because of potentially outsized Chinese influence on America's youth. I saw a video to the effect of, we're all having fun, but we're 1 second away from these TikToks being played in front of Congress as evidence, at which point someone will have to explain to fucking Nancy Pelosi and Tom Cotton that this is all a highly specific joke.
Ugh, let's just hope it's not one of us.
All right, that's the show. We'll be back in your feed on Wednesday, so definitely subscribe. That's the best way to never miss an episode. Please leave a 5-star rating and review in Apple or Spotify and tell your friends about us. You can follow us on Twitter at @icymy_pod. And you, like Alberto and Shayna, can always drop us a note at icymy@slate.com.
ICYMI is produced by Sierra Spragley Ricks, Rachel Hampton, and me, Candace Slim. Daisy Rosario is our senior supervising producer, and Alicia Montgomery is Slate's vice president of audio. See you online.
Or on the factory floor.